Summer is a season for festivals, and today we're taking you to one in southern West Virginia. It's an annual festival of old-time music. People from around the country and world come to participate. NPR's Noah Adams takes us there.
There is a formal title for this gathering, but the players, singers, dancers, the old-time music people call it Clifftop, and that name floats around the world. My first morning there, I got a cup of the best coffee, sat down at a picnic table across from a young woman. She was just minutes out of her tent, waking up with the best coffee. Turns out she's from France.
A friend of mine told me that I should come to discover Clifftop. I had no idea about old-time music. I play mostly Irish music, and he said, just come to Clifftop. It's the best thing ever.
Virginia Vinzer brought her fiddle from France and also plays four-string tenor banjo. Old-time music isn't bluegrass. Bluegrass music pushes forward. Old-time music listens farther back to deep Appalachia.
In the pines, where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows.
Beautiful. These identical twin boys are 9 years old. We'll give each a second to introduce themselves.
My name is Joey Webb, and I'm from Frankfort, Kentucky.
My name is Jimmy Webb, I'm from Frankfort, Kentucky.
One plays fiddle, the other banjo. Their dad, James Webb, plays a lot of guitar. They're practicing for competition. The news of the day doesn't matter.
Well, fortunately, I haven't heard any political things up here. The only talk I've done has been about banjos, fiddles, and picking. And, you know, I just prefer it that way, actually. You know it? It's a whole lot better than what's happening out there right now anyway. I've kind of turned my Facebook on my phone off to nothing other than jam at Donnie's 10 at 7 tonight at Clifftop, and so I'm trying to concentrate on those things right now.
If you walk down among all the tents and the camping trailers and you carry a dozen eggs, you'll soon have breakfast. If you carry a fiddle, take a seat for a jam, maybe starting on the outside edge. As to what happens at a jam, here's Melanie Murray, fiddle, Florida.
You trade songs because different regions of the United States play their songs slightly different. And you might hear 5 or 6 songs in a jam that you've never heard before. And it makes you a stronger player, and it's so much fun.
I also spent morning time in the company of a long-standing Clifftop group, 15 or so regulars getting together on the same site where they take pride in their cooking and they play up close to midnight. They had just spent 2 hours talking with no mention of politics. And Jim Maxwell wanted to make this point about the age of the mountains all around.
They're a lot older than our country is, and they're certainly older than politics. And it's real good to get that kind of perspective and realize, boy, there's a world out here that's going to keep on going no matter what happens in our short lifetimes.
And here's Jim Maxwell's friends playing some. The Clifftop Festival in West Virginia is 3 days underway. It ends Sunday morning with a group hymn singing. Noah Adams, NPR News.